Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 303. My name's Turner Sparks.
I am Sir Michael Ira Kaplan.
Ooh, you can find me at Turner Sparks on Instagram. Go there. That's where I'm sending everyone right now. Also, all my tour dates are there if you click the little whatever bio link. But plus, more importantly, I put this video out a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And people are flipping out about it, arguing with each other on it. Who is it more offensive to, white people or
Chinese?
No,
people,
really, it's just white people.
No, but
immigrants, it's pro-immigrant. So it's more these white people are getting offended by it.
Yeah, you've offended white people. It's about time.
I've offended the whites. As a white person, I never knew the day would come. But yeah, I've made an enemy of my own people. So they're very upset. You could go. But anyway.
Go join the conversation.
Go join the conversation. At Turner Sparks on Instagram. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America with a K. Cap in America on all social media platforms. Cap in NYC for all your real estate needs.
Cap. Yeah, I'm not offending anybody of any race over there. So, but you could join the conversation as well.
That's what I do with for your audience too. You tell
even
me
even the whites. I'm nice to the whites. Even over
look
there.
At that. Well, is that allowed?
Is that allowed? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, he's nice to everybody. You sold a place in Sunset Park, right? In Brooklyn,
sold a
New
place
York?
In Sunset Park. It hopefully closes next week. And
now, what color? What race was that family?
I don't even see color. I don't know.
You don't see color.
I don't even see. You know, I keep my eyes closed the whole time to be
safe.
That's
a real boomer comment. You know, that's racist these days. Do you know that? Anyway, point is, Cap in NYC for all your real estate needs. And we're talking about Finland today. We have our guest is coming up in just a minute. But Kaplan, can you rent a place in Helsinki? Like if somebody says, I want a place in Finland.
If someone says I want a place in Finland, I will find you a great agent over there and I will do my homework. I will find the best one.
You know, and you'll take a little cut.
I'll take a little piece. That's a way to help support the podcast in a way, indirectly.
Well, it doesn't support me at all.
I'll send you a piece of that piece,
maybe. I make nothing out of you.
All right, if it comes from the podcast, I'll send Turner something.
There we go. I demand 50% of all revenue that comes from. Kaplan does all the work, but I get 50% of the revenue. That is, okay, so we're talking about Finland. And Finland just joined NATO, which is very exciting. So they get access to our nukes now. So
nice.
we'll talk about that in a little bit. If they want to nuke anybody,
we do it.
You
they
tell
get beginners.
Us,
when you first join, you get one, I think. You just get to pick a country.
You get a nuke. Yeah, it's like a welcome.
welcome. It's a welcome package.
It's a welcome. Like a wedding, you get a
but
welcome.
It's like a mini one. Like, you know, when they give you those little bags and it's like a mini cupcakes, it's not a real one. You know, this is like, it's a mini nuke. We're not going to wipe out a country.
It's not going to wipe out Russia, but it will wipe out, like, you know, I don't know, Madagascar or something.
Exactly.
You want to do that. But anyway, in a minute, we have Harri Soinila coming up, a Finnish comedian.
Roll that R.
Who we're very excited to talk to. But before that, Kaplan, we are part of the world's smartest podcast network. Oh, why did I mention them? Forget them. We'll talk about them later. We are part of that. We'll talk about them later. Go to Patreon. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. So many people are joining over there. They say they love it. We do two extra episodes, full throttle comedy podcast a week, only for our Patreon subscribers.
That's where the clips, you're seeing the clips on Instagram from our show. That's where they're coming from. They're not from this show.
Yeah.
They're from that show. So that's just a little taste.
The full on comedy show. Plus, once a month, we're doing this Off the Record show, which is only on Zoom. It is not recorded, and it's a live only. I wouldn't even call it an interview. It's a talk with one of our guests. Conversation with one of our guests from around the world. A fireside chat with one of our guests from around the world who's in their country. They're not allowed to speak their mind freely, so they come on our show. They don't want to say everything on Lost in America on this show, but they'll say it if it's Off the Record. So we have Anton Timoshenko coming up from Ukraine on June 3rd. I think he is allowed to say whatever he wants.
He can say whatever he wants,
but he can say more off the record. So that's on June 3rd. That is at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time, live. And the only way to get the link to that, the Zoom link to that, is to join patreon.com/lostinamerica. We do one every single month. All right, Kaplan, now let's get to Finland. What do you know about Finland joining NATO?
Well, first, let's start with what we didn't know. I'll speak for myself. I didn't know my entire adult life that NATO, I just thought NATO was all of Europe. I just thought it was like Europe's countries. We help them out. It's the Soviet Union. I didn't even realize a country like Finland, which seems like a pretty harmless country that we'd want to help out. I didn't realize that they weren't even in NATO until the war started with the Ukraine.
Well, you stop calling Ukraine.
I'm sorry. I'm a child of the 80s. With Ukraine. It's hard to English grammatically to say that, though. Anyway, the war began. Mr. Putin invaded Ukraine, and they are not a member of NATO. The whole argument was because they were threatening to join NATO, he decided to, you know, that was one of his arguments. Like, I got to invade now. And then other countries, Finland, Sweden, they said, wait a second, we're not part of NATO. We better join now before he makes his argument on us that we can invade before they join. So it's like a preemptive decision. They finally join in. And it just happened, I believe, last month.
That's what you know?
That's
what. All right, I'll go next. Here's what I know. Here's what I didn't know. I didn't know that NATO and NAFTA were two different things.
So who's dumber here?
NAFTA is a North American Free Trade Agreement.
Mexico and Canada.
I thought NATO had something to do with trade. I thought it was like, oh, now they can get our pretzels.
No, didn't remember in 9/11. That was the only time NATO
remember 9/11.
Ever did anything. Yeah. 9/11 never happened. And then NATO said, we are on your side automatically because you're an ally of ours. You were attacked. So that's why everyone supported us. You know, not that they wouldn't have.
Otherwise, they would have joined.
Otherwise, they would have. You know, down in England, they were going to join Bin Laden. They said he makes some good arguments. But they said, we got this I got this damn NATO agreement. We already signed it. So, yeah.
All right. Harri Soinila, welcome to the show from Helsinki, Finland. A fantastic stand-up comedian we have been connected with to walk us through all of this. You can follow him on Instagram at his name is spelled just like it sounds. HARRISOINILA. So I guess it's not spelled like it sounds. If it's in America, we spell it with a Y. But like it sounds in Finnish, okay? Welcome to the show, man. How you doing? How did we do on our recap of your country?
I wish I had had time to write down everything you got wrong. No, pretty much. Like, a lot of the things are correct, like from a certain kind of an American perspective, I suppose. Of course. Finland hadn't joined NATO. Like, we were kind of like Switzerland for the past 100 years. And now times changed enough for us to feel like we need a little bit of extra. But it is a war that we have been preparing for 100 years. So NATO has actually wanted us to join for a long time, like for decades now. And now we finally did, and Sweden didn't for once. So for once we got something first.
Yes. I like the big story over there is, but haha, Sweden didn't get in.
Sweden's fucked. Putin's coming for them next. No,
So you guys can wave to the bombs as they fly over your country from Russia and into Sweden.
I think it would be a big problem because the countries are relatively small. So if a nuke goes off in any one of the Nordic countries, it's going to be a big problem for everybody.
Yeah.
Minor detail.
Minor detail. Turkey and Hungary were holding up the membership of both Finland and Sweden, and now they're still holding up Sweden because to get Finland in Biden did some kind of a deal about, I think it was like an arms deal to update their fighter jets or something like that. Like
Turkey?
For Turkey, yeah.
What?
You had to give arms to Turkey to get them to let Finland join.
I'm Googling right now.
Yeah,
when did that happen?
just a month ago.
And, really?
Yeah. And now they're talking about like giving some more military stuff.
Right. They're smart Turkey negotiators. They didn't just give it all up for one country.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to, you know, I'm just going off the top of my head here, but would they be interested in a WNBA basketball player?
A three-team trade. We got her from Russia. We immediately shipped her off to Turkey.
She goes to a Turkish prison. Well,
have you been to a Turkish prison? Oh, my whole life I've wanted to say that.
The fighter jet deal was worth like $280 million or something like that. I don't know how much
WNBA players are not worth $280 million. I'll tell you that much. Got to be a regular NBA player.
She didn't even sell out her first home game, I heard, which is little rough. Wow. So, okay, wait, Biden. We missed this part of the story. I did research.
We had an extra half hour. We started early, so we would have found that.
Deal.
But because the whole thing is Turkey has an issue where they accused Finland of supporting terrorists, right? Because you support the Kurds, or what was the argument? Yeah,
In my opinion, what the fuck is Turkey doing in NATO in the first place?
Yes.
Right. That's why we can't kick them out. Like, they're in forever. Like, once you join, it's like a... Because they were obviously not run by Erdogan when they joined. So it seems... And same with Hungary. They've got a...
Used Orban to be a lot more progressive. But now they're a problem. Mm. And
Okay, you're right, by the way. I'm Googling.
Who do you think's right, us or them?
Biden's giving away F-16 fighter jets. We're just arming Turkey now?
Well, to get them to let Finland in.
To get them to let Finland in. Finland's now offering F-16.
The Finnish army is worth more than that. So.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, the Finnish army is you, because you've been preparing this whole time to have to maybe fight Russia at some point, right?
So we already fought them once.
In 1939, is that?
Was it until 44?
Turner, I read this. This is my random thing I read today, was that the Soviet Union invaded Finland, right, in 1939. Okay. And Finland did such a good job fighting the Soviet Union that Hitler decided, the Soviet Union has a crappy army. So that's one of the reasons he rationalized we can go in there. So randomly you helped us win World War II because it was like the rope-a-dope kind of like trip. Well, by doing such a good job.
So, all right. Yeah. So let's go backwards. Then.
The Winter War was from 39 to 40. And Russia basically thought that they can just, take Finland over like they had done with some other countries. Basically, we'd have none of that, and they weren't prepared for the winter. They basically came in their parade costumes, and we're all dressed in white and just picking them off one by one.
Nobody wins a war in a parade costume.
Yeah, but they can just like come and take over and without a fight. But
they looked ahead of you, your opponents.
That's sort of what happened.
I don't know. There's been reports. I don't know what, it's hard to know what's true and what's propaganda, but there's been reports from these, some Russian soldiers who have said like, we were told when we got to Ukraine, they would all want us there. We were just walking in to liberate.
Yeah.
Essentially a parade costume they were coming in on.
Yeah. They completely were not prepared to take on an actual fight.
Yeah,
when they first got there, and well, to this day, Russia used to be considered a military might, and now it's like they're losing to a much smaller country.
Well, let's start with this. So, you guys, it was about a year ago, or a little more than a year ago, when Finland kind of decided, yes, we should probably join NATO now.
Yeah, and because then it Putin's just been happened. Going crazy.
And what's that?
Putin's been going crazier and crazier over the years. And now, I used to be against NATO, but with things going the way they are, I changed my mind.
Okay, why were you against NATO?
Oh, because we have been, impartial What is the word?
What's neutral?
Neutral. Yeah. We've been neutral for 100 years, and it's kind of like a part of our DNA. What if NATO wants to go to a war we don't want to go to? That kind of a thing. And
Bin Laden.
Yeah, we didn't like him either, actually.
Okay, checking.
Not fans, you know. So basically I used to be against NATO, but now.
So because I read that in 2019, even up in, as recently as 2019, over 50% of Finns were against NATO.
Yeah.
It's joining NATO, yeah.
Joining NATO, sorry, joining. Yeah. And I guess the reason why is it just because you didn't see Russia really as a threat? So why join?
Oh, they've always been a threat. It's just that we didn't like America enough to to join. And because, you guys get it, you get into some shit.
What's not to like?
Yeah, the coalition of the willing. We lead you into wars, and we pick a country. You go
a
there.
Deep breath.
Yes, I get it. Okay,
so I used to be, I used to be married to a valley girl, so you'll understand that.
An American,
California, yeah.
Wow, valley girl.
Where's she from? What part?
San Fernando Valley.
Northridge.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but used to be married to. I used to be.
Yeah, now I'm married to a proper woman.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Oh, boy.
Shots fired at the Valley Girls. New enemies.
So I get it. So you guys were just like, let's just stay out of all this. And then it all changed when they attacked Ukraine. And I mean, a big reason why they're still not. Basically, if Ukraine would have been in NATO, as Kaplan said, we would be there right now with troops.
Officially, attacked, right? Yeah.
Officially, we would have troops as opposed to
whatever we might have. Article 5 is a little bit complicated because basically no one has to do that much, really, when somebody's attacked. Like the principle is that if one of us gets attacked, that means everybody gets attacked, and we have to act accordingly. But after that, it gets very vague. Like basically, you have to give assistance or aid as you see fit. Mm. So that might not even be military aid. That could be like, food drops or something, whatever you see fit as a country. So it's not like everybody has to immediately go up in arms if one of the NATO countries gets attacked, even though that is kind of like how
so
it's
Turkey
supposed
gets attacked,
to be.
We can just let it happen or send them some food.
Yeah, you can send them some band-aids or something.
What if we're the one doing the attacking?
Well, we wouldn't attack our own NATO. Well, I think that's a violation of one of the articles.
Is that a violation of NATO? But at some point, NATO could get so big that two countries could just go to war with each other, couldn't they? I mean, if everyone joins NATO, then no one's in NATO.
Well, I think that would basically be a basis for, like,
the end.
to take someone out of the union.
Yeah,
because like you can't just kick someone out for no reason. But if like Turkey decides to invade, I don't know, Slovenia or Greece, then like one of them would have to get kicked out.
So from the last year when you guys kind of said the country said publicly we want to join NATO, from and then it happened April 4th, 2023. So it took over a year.
It took about a year, I guess. Yeah.
During that time, I read a quote from I think it was the defense minister of Russia saying that if Finland tries to join NATO, there will be consequent military and political consequences for them. And that was the quote last year.
Right.
Kind of
the preemptive threat.
Preemptive threat.
Yeah, but that's all they got nowadays, like threats. Because
they're kind of occupied.
Yeah, they are otherwise occupied. There were some like cyber attacks happening on the day we left the application, I think. And again when it was finally accepted.
Were people afraid of actual attacks before it became official, or
Well, of course, there's like a level of worry, but it's been there for my entire life. So it kind of gets normalized, like Russia might attack someday because, you know, people normalize whatever situation they're in. Like if they don't have food, it becomes a normal. If they fly first class, somehow that becomes a normal. If you, I don't know, if you don't have free healthcare for everybody, somehow people think that's normal.
Mm. He's talking about us, yeah. Kevin.
What's healthcare? What?
Was the
H-word? Yeah, we. Well, also, I don't think we said this for our listeners who don't know much about Finland. It borders Russia.
For our dumb listeners,
we haven't said that part yet.
Yeah, 1,300 kilometers. So
I like, knew that
a bit under 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles, and so now, as of April 4th, the land border between NATO and Russia has doubled in size. That's what happened on April 4th, right? So I get that Russia's always been a threat, but I would think that 1 year when you said you want to join NATO, but you haven't got let in yet, that would be the year you'd be the most vulnerable to an attack. Was there thought, like, do you know anyone who was scared or thinking like, uh-oh, Russia could attack us at any point and the world's not going to help out because they don't have to?
I don't really think Finnish people were too worried, but I know some friends who didn't come visit because of that. They decided to go somewhere else because they were too scared of Putin. But I don't think again, is that base level dread was maybe just a little higher, but you barely noticed. Like, you know, in Kiev, the air raid siren goes on and people just continue having their coffee on a terrace because it happens so much.
I've seen those videos. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess we had, you know, in America, we had people die, over 1 million people die during COVID. There was no bombs dropping, but people were dying all over the place and everyone just kind of kept going. Kaplan just kept going to the gym the whole time.
Blame me.
He didn't stay home at all.
Because you had this whole Cold War, was that the same feeling of, was there ever this feeling like the Soviet Union could invade or was it?
Yeah, you guys we haven't said this part yet, but you guys were neutral through the entire Cold War.
Or being neutral was the key to.
That was kind of like how we managed at the time, was being neutral. We had a lot of trade with Russia or Soviet Union. We had a lot of trade with them. We had a lot of like the politicians, especially Urho Kekkonen, like late 70s, early 80s. He was in power for a long time. He was the president. And he was a very skilled foreign politician. Like he kept things going, kept things nice by, you know, like getting the right people drunk all the time and going to sauna with them and that kind of stuff.
Key of the whole Cold War: get the right people drunk all the time in the sauna.
Go to sauna. Yeah.
Some vodka in the sauna.
Yeah, but that was. That was before Putin, who is a stone cold psycho, and you can't really deal with that kind of a person.
Can't get him drunk in the sauna; he doesn't fall for it.
I think he's teetotal.
He's what?
Is he sober now?
I think he's sober. I remember.
Can't trust a sober guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump was sober.
I just remember reading this. I'm not sure if it's true at all.
I mean, yeah, Bush Jr. was sober too.
Yeah, Bush W. sober. Yeah, a lot of wars from sober people. Mm-hmm. Get him a drink.
Hitler.
Was Hitler sober?
Was sober? Well, he was on methamphetamine.
He was vegan. I thought he was vegan.
He said that he was vegan. Yes, but it's also like he kept up this appearance of being a teetotaler, but there was actually. A brewery that made beer specifically for him. So who knows? Yeah. Like he might have lied about that, but I don't know. Like
I would think he'd be more popular with the Germans.
I don't know if Hitler would be like a bad enough guy to lie about something about that. Like, would he do that?
Has a pretty good moral compass.
Yeah.
That's like our mayor. The mayor of New York City claims to be a vegan, but there's this big New York Times article about his favorite restaurant is a steakhouse in Manhattan.
Constantly.
Every Friday night he goes and gets a steak.
Yeah, he's eating out all the time, but yeah. That's not quite Hitler. We're not going to compare
it. Pretty similar to Hitler.
He makes all the kids eat vegan lunches at school, so my kids would say he's worse than Hitler, but that's just them.
So if to take it from the exact same question, but from the opposite side, if Russia's main issue with Ukraine is that, according to them, is that they said they would never join NATO, and now they were thinking about it. So we better go attack them before they join NATO.
On our border, so to speak.
Putin's been the recruiter of the decade for NATO because everybody wants to join now.
But then, if that's his philosophy, why wouldn't he attack Finland? You think if Finland actually is on paper trying to join NATO, that not now he can't, but the last year that seemed like his best chance.
Well, I mean, if he's already having a shitty time trying to invade Ukraine, he wouldn't have a great time here either, especially at the same time.
Yeah. It's just funny. His whole argument kind of collapsed.
Yeah. Right. It's probably easier to motivate. I mean, he can pretend that Ukraine is part of Russia, you know, to his people, the whole language. Finland would be another, even for his population, might be a bridge.
It's a different, it's a different tree.
They got a complicated language tree. We're talking about off air. So,
oh, you're right. That was off air.
I was actually thinking at some point we should just give Putin the NFT of Ukraine.
Oh,
okay.
And like everybody goes back to normal, but he holds the NFT
and he can give a speech to his people proudly showing the NFT off.
Yes.
And so he can say he owns it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad compromise.
That's why we're bringing them into NATO. They come with solutions.
Yes. So what do they get now? Like, now that you're in NATO, has there been any talks in Finland about, okay, you know, troops are coming in and they're lining our border, or what's going on actually practically?
There used to be a Russian military base in Åland, which is a large island between Finland and Sweden.
Okay.
And now that isn't there anymore. And there's going to be some NATO bases around Finland, but like normal life hasn't changed at all.
The Russians removed their military base?
They were kicked out of the military base they had in the Åland Island.
Yes. How did they have that military base? Is it technically part of Russia?
No. It's a part of Finland, even though they speak Swedish. But it was something about the deal, the peace treaty we made after the Winter War, that they got to keep the base there to kind of like have a presence more central in Europe.
Okay. So that's kind of it. Not a lot has really changed.
Not a lot has changed. No,
we haven't given them.
It's not like we have American soldiers on the street.
That was my question. Yeah. And then overall, when the April, if you guys, because in my head, when I was researching this, I thought, oh man, it must've been pretty nerve wracking the last year. So that when the April 4th agreement actually got signed, when Tony Blinken went over there and shook hands with everybody, our Secretary of State, that must have been a happy day and a relief. But if nobody was worried in the first place, was that a big deal, or was that not? Did no one care?
I mean, it was kind of like a sigh of relief, but it's not like we went out on the marketplaces to have a big party. It's just like, okay, now we're in. Good.
Cool.
Blinken's here. Everything's okay.
Comedians are going to have some new jokes about this. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, all right, let's take a break, but I want to come back and talk about the comedy scene when we come back in just a minute. Kaplan, we are part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network. That is us. That is Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy, stand-up comedian. And what type of doctor is she? Oh, she's a
data scientist. Yeah, data doc.
Professor at NYU, stand-up comedian, circus performer, and fantastic podcaster.
She's everything.
Follow her listen to her at the Majoring in Everything podcast. And Andrew Heaton, the great Andrew Heaton. I was at a barbecue last night, a Memorial Day barbecue, and somebody said, "Hey, do you know Andrew Heaton?" And I said, "No." Yeah. And they were all fans of his.
Oh, we were on his show. It's coming out. I don't know when it's coming out. We were on it. We were guests the other day. So
there's all these Heaton heads. They're from Oklahoma, and they were this group of guys were visiting one friend who lives here, and they all were like, "Whoa, you know Andrew Heaton? Whoa, whoa, whoa!" Anyway, Political Orphans podcast. Everybody, check him out, and of course us, Lost in America. All you can find all that at worldsmartestpodcastnetwork.com. And now a word from your locals.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sponsor. All right, we're back.
Yeah, I'm getting thirsty as our guest is drinking, telling us about an IPA, a New England IPA over there that he's drinking.
You're supposed to say thank you, sponsors.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. Are we sponsored by a New England IPA?
No, they don't pay us any money.
Olivier is the brewery.
Olivier.
What is it? We'll give them a free.
Olivier is the brewery.
It's a Finnish. I don't know if I've had Finnish beer before. I'm trying to think.
The most likely ones you might have had are Sinebrikov Porter or something by. I don't know. I know Nokia Brewery at some point.
Nokia, the Nokia. Phone company?
You got to start importing Finnish beers.
It's the name of a place, Nokia, which the phone company was named after.
Okay.
And they had some efforts to get into the US market.
Are they still around, the phone company Nokia?
They are. They were kind of like bought out by Microsoft, and that didn't go well. But then there was like some segment of it that maintained the right to make Nokia brand phones, and they're kind of like getting back into the market, but with more like budget phones and not the
terrorists and guys having affairs need to have little flip phones.
that's
the market. You can't trace them.
They're smartphones, but they're kind of like aimed at the for example countries that don't have a lot of money.
Got it. That was my first phone, the Nokia. Everyone's first phone was a Nokia.
Mine was a Nokia too. Okay. Shout out.
Damn. So mine was it was something else. I forgot. I think maybe it was a Motorola.
Oh wow! You didn't go Nokia. You kicked out of your country for that.
Yeah, well, phones were a very new thing, and I couldn't afford a Nokia. I'm a little bit older than you, I guess.
Yeah. Just don't get an Ericsson. What's that? Swedish, right?
Yeah, that's a big no-no.
That's a rival. Like,
that's how you get kicked out of the country. That's by Swedish.
Isn't Santa Claus from Sweden? I mean, from Finland?
From Finland, yes.
Yeah,
he is.
Finland. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Americans often think he's from the North Pole, but with your geography skills, I guess it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So you must really hate us Jews who just don't tell our kids Santa Claus doesn't exist, because we're taking a shot at your countrymen.
No, it's just, Santa gets to take a break.
Ah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a good deal for him.
Yeah. Skip a few.
Yeah, Santa's from the North. I mean, Santa's from Finland. Right. So Finland, but there's like a place to go visit Santa, right?
Yeah, there's actually several places to visit Santa, and somehow he's at all of them.
That's pretty good.
But you know, he's magic.
So what's the stand-up? So I watched some video, and I saw you performing in Finnish. But I assume you also perform in English.
I do.
Yeah.
And I would have thought my English videos are much easier to find.
Oh, well, I don't know. I did a quick
Instagram,
we were rushing
TikTok
to get to this episode. So, but you were in you had to perform in English. You were in the 2016, The Laugh Factory.
The funniest person in the world.
Funniest person in the world.
That's how I found the Valley Girl performing in English. I mean,
the first time it was organized, actually, Ismo from Finland won, and you may have heard of him. He's been making a name for himself in the U.S. for the past almost 10 years now.
I think I know him since that. I think that's how I found out about it.
And then 2 years later, they organized it a second and last time. And then I was representing Finland that time. And they organized it in Finland because it was kind of like supposed to be like the Eurovision. So whoever wins the next one is in that country. But then for various reasons, they never organized it again.
Wait, was the Laugh Factory...
Yeah,
going to Finland.
Yeah, yeah. They organized it here. Well, I mean, I use the term "organized" very loosely here.
What's the guy's name? Jamie Masada.
Jamie Masada. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The he came to Finland and everything, but
amazing.
But it was a bit of a mess. Just a few weeks before the event supposed to take place, they don't have a venue, and I'm like emailing them like, do you need help?
Yeah.
Then like all the comedians are just full of questions because there was 20 comedians from 20 different countries coming to Finland, and they weren't getting any information from anyone. So I just kind of like, because they sent an email where they didn't BCC everybody, they CC'd everybody. So I just went through the email list and like tried to figure out who are the semifinalists. And then I sent them a message like, hey, I can help you. Let's create a Facebook group like for information and everything. And then I helped everybody out a little bit and made some lifelong friends.
So you basically produce this comedy festival for the Laugh Factory?
Not quite. I just helped the comedians find accommodation and that kind of stuff. Because, I'm from here.
Yeah. It just seems like if you already own a comedy club in Los Angeles, California, that has one of the biggest brands in the world, and you're on the Sunset Strip in L.A., that would be the logical place to host the festival every year.
The first time they did that. The first time it was there. But then I guess he was looking to expand into other countries. When he was here, he was talking about opening a Laugh Factory in Helsinki. But that never came to fruition. We still in Helsinki or Tampere, which are the two biggest cities, we still don't have a dedicated comedy club. It's always at theaters or at bars where we have shows. We don't have dedicated comedy clubs in Finland. And I was just talking about it on another podcast, actually, how I think it's time and someone should do it. I was in the restaurant industry for 22 years, so I'm not fucking going to do it. but I think someone could.
Now that you're a NATO ally, that should be part of the package.
Oh, you're right. You get nukes in a comedy club.
Maybe like Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all named the Comedy Store. The one in London, the one in Sydney, Australia, the one in LA. None of them are affiliated at all with each other.
Right, right.
You just name it the Comedy Store. But yeah, you should definitely. You get to nuke one small country and you get a stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Dedicated stand-up comedy.
I was thinking about that earlier when you were talking about it. Like, which country would I choose?
Yeah, have you made a choice?
I would imagine it would be, it had to be Sweden.
Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, but Sweden is so close. There would be some fallout.
On a particularly windy day where the wind's going the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Austria.
Austria. For past wrongs.
No, it's because in Vienna they have two trams that that share a route for a part of the route, but only a part, and they have different numbers.
That's enough.
I'm sorry, I messed up. They have the same number. And it just says the destination underneath. And there are literally an unlimited number of numbers. They could have had any number they wanted, but no.
It's very confusing.
Two separate trams have the same fucking number, and I think that's an offense worth nuking.
That's nuke.
At least nuke the tram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take them out.
Did you get lost there one time?
I think he got lost. I think he was late for something.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
How many were you drinking, though? Are you sure they had the right number? You sure you didn't?
Yeah, I am sure. I even checked afterwards.
There's no need to double check.
What's going on here?
Just nuke. Jeff Nuke. So there's no stand-up comedy club. So how many, roughly how many comedians do you have? Thousands or hundreds?
No, hundreds. Hundreds. Like, I think there's probably about 100 to 200 people making a living. And, well, several hundred hobbyists.
Sure. And to make a living, do you perform like all over the region or only in... I mean, you perform worldwide because you can perform in English. Does everyone perform in English?
I performed in I don't know actually right now. I think I've performed in 27 countries.
That's awesome. Wow.
But most people who make a living, they just perform in Finland in Finnish.
And you can do and it's like there's enough shows and enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's 5 million people. So it's. Five and a half, I think, nowadays.
It's like Ireland.
Yeah, it's like Ireland. And, you know, there are people making a living in Ireland.
Yeah, Des Bishop made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And so what does that look like? Like, so, for example, in New York, where we live, I'm going around doing shows every night, but I'm doing like 15 minutes on, you know, the showcase shows around Manhattan, around New York City. But really, I make my living touring on the road. Which is, but United States is a big country. So are you guys going out every night? Like, how does that look for you? The idea of building out your act?
Well, if you want to do paid shows, of course, you have to travel because the city of Helsinki is only about 500,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The metropolitan areas is 1 million people. So it kind of gets saturated pretty fast if you're doing paid shows like all the time in the same city. So of course you have to branch out a little bit. And the big names, they do tours. They do a summer tour. They perform like Sammy Hedberg. He actually, I think, still holds the world record for doing 365 one-hour solos in 1 year.
Every day for a year.
A solo every day for a year in Finnish for a population
show.
Of 5.5 million. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. At some point he's just going to people's houses and be like, hey, do you want to hear my act for an hour?
Show up at kids' birthday parties.
Yeah. So like the big names, they can, you know, just go wherever and sell out a theater or whatever. And then there's the medium size who are like the club comics. And they perform a couple of times a week in different cities around Finland. And I'm kind of like there now. I can't sell out theaters with my name, but I get booked for pretty nice shows now.
Well, not until this podcast comes out.
Podcast, get ready for the big bump.
All right, nice.
We should say our podcast is currently number one in Russia. I meant to lead with that.
Our episode with Vlad McTavish a couple weeks ago, the Scottish comedian.
I think the Russian bots were tricked, perhaps by his name.
We went to number one. We're the number one stand-up comedy in the stand-up comedy category on iTunes. We were number one in Russia. And so, it has to be because his name's Vlad, right? Even though, because it's about Scotland.
It's about Scotland. Yeah. I don't know, care what it is. We're number one, which means we might have to reconsider this whole war. We might. You're joining NATO. You might be an enemy now.
Yeah, we're leaving NATO.
Well, just in case are Russian trolls or bots, not regular people who don't like the war either. This is not for you, but for the trolls and the bots.
Yes, there you go.
Middle finger at. This is an audio.
Flipping you off for all of our listeners. Well, I just want to say that I think that, who's the guy? Oh, man, I'm screwing up the joke. What's the guy's name who's in Russia right now because he got kicked out of America? Snowden. I think Snowden is a good man. And
it's a great. Brittany Griner. We are very generous to release her.
She should be back in prison.
Treat her great.
Yeah. So you're saying there's like bar, essentially what we would call a bar show where it's like, people just find a venue and put a show on.
Yeah.
Or like have like a weekly show, but it's not a full on comedy club. Yeah.
There's no dedicated space like that at the moment.
And is the style, I know like for the, I guess, Western European, are you guys, well, I guess you're.
We're Western.
Western European?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I performed at the Eastern European Comedy Festival in London one time. Yeah. And when they told me they want to book me, I was like, Finland's not really Eastern Europe. We're North yeah. Europe, kind of considered the West. And then they're like, we'll pay you. And I was like, all right, I'm coming.
I'll be Eastern European.
Yeah.
So when you, so in this, you know, in the British style of comedy, I guess they put together this 1 hour show that then they, it has a theme and like they, sometimes they cry and there's a story and then
you cry
and then not everybody, yeah, you know, Ollie Horn doesn't cry. He's a great, but, and then they do it at the festivals all the year. And then the next year they do a whole new show and a whole new show. And in the US we like, it's a totally different style, right?
Yeah. And, well, there is that style in the UK, but there is also like a more American sort of a style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't. That was a broad generalization.
But I'd say the Finnish scene is a bit more like the American style, except that our open mics actually have an audience, and we like we don't bump people. We care about people.
Care about people. Free healthcare. Care about people.
Care about open micers.
we do not. In America.
Yeah, we don't have pay to play. We don't have bringers. We don't have any of that bullshit.
Kaplan's cousin.
Fucking
she's
shit.
She's the number one bringer booker in New York City, according to Turner.
Kaplan's cousin is the most hated comedian in New York City.
All right. Well, sorry, Kaplan's cousin. I'm not coming to do your show.
She has no shame. She unashamedly puts on bringer shows all over New York and then defends that she's just has to make a living. And she's complete.
Yeah, well, how about doing some actual promotion, getting like ticket buying people on the seats, and that's how you make the living instead of taking it from the comedians?
Exactly. That's what I say. Kaplan disagrees with me. No, he's on my side. He's on my side.
She's a cousin through marriage. I don't think I've ever met her. Maybe I met her once at a wedding. Yeah. And maybe all of her jokes on Twitter are pro-Trump are not helping her bring a, she's like the conservative comedian, but she's not funny. So she can't even get booked in like the Fox News.
Like Fox News won't even have her on. So where have you performed in the US? I'm going to guess New York and Los Angeles.
I haven't actually. When I was married to that horrible woman, the entire
Valley Girl,
blame all of us for her.
the entire time, I wasn't a comedian yet. I started a few years later.
Okay. You started a response was like,
no, well, I was still, I guess, a little bit traumatized by the experience.
Mr. Maisel.
So it took me a few years to actually make some jokes about her. Some of them are my favorite jokes now.
It's good. Spite jokes are the best.
They are.
So you've never performed these. So how do you know that are? I mean, you are correct with all of your knowledge.
Maybe he's just been.
American shows,
was she a comedian? Is that what it is?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. She actually wanted to be, but she's never gone for it. And I don't know if she'd be very good at it. She's very charismatic, so she might actually do well. And
That's a nice thing to say about her.
Yeah, well, that's how she fools people. She's very charismatic. Everybody loves her at first, but she doesn't have like I mean, at least at the time, she didn't have any friends from more than a year ago.
That's always a sign.
Yeah, should have been a red flag.
Yeah, but, when they're like, "We're getting married. Who's going to be like your maid of honor?" Like, oh, I don't know, maybe your sister.
Yeah,
met last week at a bar.
It's like whoever you're.
It was actually kind of like that.
Yeah,
bit of a flag.
But to be fair, we got married in Finland. So, my camera died. Let me change to the backup.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, just a lot of cities in America have, there we go, we got you. A lot of cities in America have good open mic scenes and the only cities that do bringer shows is New York and LA.
Yeah.
Every other city is like pretty reasonable with their stand up comedy community and there's no leeches and there's no bottom feeders like Kaplan's cousin. And it's people, not people trying to take advantage of, make money off other people's dreams. But when you get to New York and LA, there's just so many comedians that people are. I never did the bringer, like you pay to get on stage and you have to bring your audience. But but there's people who would do it, which is so, I don't know. It is wrong.
I think that's like a fundamentally fucked up way of doing a business, because if you charge the comedians for stage time, anyone who can get stage time without paying for it will go have the stage time without paying for it. So,
of course.
So you end up with the pool of people who aren't good enough to get booked elsewhere.
Yeah, the shows are inherently bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you will never get an audience. So you can't stop charging the comedians for doing it. It is a cycle.
But it's almost like being in the bottom tier team of a football league. Like, your goal is to make it out to the next level, you know, to get promoted.
How are you going to do that? Do the big time producers come see those shows?
No, I don't know. I mean, basically everybody starts at open mics. Every comedian you've ever heard of.
Yeah, but there are good open mics, and then there are the paid ones.
Yeah, but in New York now, they're literally all paid. There are no unpaid open mics. Mm. I did 3 when I first moved here. I mean, a lot of them, it's like you pay $1. I'm not defending paid open mics at all, but the other aspect of it is, if you're just some bar owner, what happens is you own a bar in New York City. Some kid comes to you and he's like, hey,
I can guarantee.
Like, I want to bring a bunch of people in to do a show at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. None of them are going to buy a drink. All of them smell bad. They're all socially awkward. And they're going to come in, yell into a microphone for 5 minutes, say awful things that will ruin your business, and then leave. Does that sound like a good deal? And the bar owner goes, they better fucking pay me if they want to do that. And then that's how it comes about. Mm. So, I mean, I did 3 when I first moved to New York City. And the last one I ever did, I had to follow a homeless, like a full on homeless schizophrenic person.
Who's probably hilarious.
I love the homeless. They're great people. But this one particularly was not the best person. And she brought her bag on the stage.
Some of them, I'm sure, are great people.
Some of them are wonderful people.
Some of the homo schizophrenics.
They're very fine people, fine humans.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
She brought her bag up, and what, she just started?
So she brought her plastic bag, which I thought was a prop.
Yeah, prop comedy.
And then it turned out, that was like her life. Everything she owned was in the plastic bag. She screamed into the microphone for 2.5 minutes till they pulled the plug out. And she was screaming about how she would suck. She's like, I'll suck anyone's dick in here. I'll suck your dick. That's fuck you. She's just screaming obscenities like schizophrenic. And I don't think it was a real offer, because a couple guys raised their hands.
You should never lie to the audience. That's the first rule, right?
And then I had to go on, and she was spitting into the microphone. And then I had to follow her. And they came out. They changed the mic.
Yeah.
And you're
like, that joke worked. I'm going to start. Offer
and, the and then I went up and I was like trying to do real material, you know. Mm. And yeah, no one's interested in real material.
Contact lenses. Yeah, it's tough.
And then I said to make offers.
Then I said I'm not doing this anymore.
Fine. I'll suck your dicks. Just laugh. That's how it was in America.
So then the next level up is the barking. Do you guys have that in Finland?
You mean going on the streets?
Yeah, it means like you're allowed to be on a show, and it is a real show. It's not an open mic, so the audience is really there on purpose. But you have to stand outside and like try to get people to come in and buy tickets.
We don't have that either. Basically, a Finnish open mic, the promoter promotes and therefore gets an audience through their own efforts, and then. The comedians actually, even at the lowest open mic level, they usually get a free beer or two.
Really? Wow, that's great. So I used to run a club in Shanghai, and our open mic, we had a weekly open mic, and like 50 people would come out just to watch, you know? Yeah. But just New Yorkers are just not doing that.
We got other things going on.
Well, that's because somebody got them used to the idea that the shows are going to be shit anyway, so why wouldn't you go?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. So,
I had another topic. Can I ask you a real quick question here? Because I've been fascinated by your prime minister. Her name, the former party girl.
Yeah, the former prime minister.
Yeah, because I remember Turner brought up earlier, he was giving me shit about my behavior during COVID. But I remember this, we heard the story that she was out like partying during COVID and they were trying to call her to be like, you were a close contact and she didn't have her phone with her. She's like 34, right?
she's pretty young. Like there was a lot of like this kind of like fabricated, like not made up. Like she's a young woman. She needs some time off. Like especially like you're running a country during a fucking pandemic. You need to.
I love the like regularness
of it.
You need
to fucking get your drink on every once in a while. Yeah. It's fine. And like she wasn't supposed to be working. She was supposed to have a phone with her, which she didn't one time, and then like somebody tried to call her and that got blown up. And the other time there was a completely made up thing when she posted a video of herself dancing at an after party, and there were some like famous people there in the background, and somebody thought that they saw some white powder, which absolutely wasn't white powder. Yeah. And then like that got made up into this whole flower gang hashtag and like that.
Well, look, if you're gonna be a NATO, she's got to have her phone with her just when you're out partying.
She's not the prime minister anymore. We had an election since that, and we actually currently don't have a prime minister, I don't think, because they're, or maybe she's still serving.
I think she's still in office, right? But she's on her way out, is what it is.
Yeah, because the new people are trying to figure out how they're going to build the coalition government, because we have more parties than just two. So basically parties have like a support, right, of like 20 to 25%, and then to get over 50% they have to work with other parties.
Yeah.
Well, there's an opening like now.
I just like that NATO meetings have after parties, which is pretty exciting. She was at a NATO. I mean, it wasn't a NATO after party.
No, I think she'd just been at a bar.
Leaders can go out to like regular bars, like our people are doing shit behind the White House. Joe Biden is not partying at the...
He's not going down to TGI Fridays.
Like it's a really... Yeah, man, this Applebee's. The street. But there's an opening now because there was Jacinda in New Zealand. She was like kind of the attractive leader of the world. She left. Now, her name's Sana. She's out. So we need a new hot girl prime minister somewhere in the world to step forward.
Yeah. Got Petteri Orpo, the fiscal right wing party leader.
No,
he isn't. No. He's not going to be that.
That's next episode. Yeah. What about? So does NATO get to, last question on NATO? Do they get, if they want now, can they just put troops in without your approval, or do you guys have to approve?
No, we still have to approve it. It's I think the deal, like the contract, has some NATO bases in every country, but it's like a limited number of people. Like we have agreed to some number of troops, but basically NATO doesn't have an army. It's just an army of the member states.
Yes,
like it's all of the armies of the member states. NATO doesn't have its own army. But yeah, some NATO bases are going to be here. And that is a part of the contract we have signed. But it's not like Americans can just come over and take over whenever they feel like it.
Just start doing bringer shows. Kaplan's cousin moves to Finland.
I'm going to send her to Finland. I'm going to tell her. Yeah. No, it's like when Trump would
send her to Sweden.
I'll tell her it's the land of right wing politics. And no, they don't like it's not like NATO's. Remember, Trump used to say that other countries don't pitch in. He just meant they don't pay enough for their own military. Right. That's like when he used to do his whole thing about how. So as Finland pays, they got it military. So they'll be a good member.
What? But,
remember, Trump used to always do that whole thing about how other NATO countries don't pay enough for their don't pay.
Just don't believe a word he says. Like
I know,
I think we've established that.
Yeah, I'm saying is that his people are too stupid. They didn't even understand that he just meant that other countries weren't spending a lot of money on their own military. Mm-hmm. It's not like NATO has like a fund.
Oh yeah, there's not like a NATO military.
Yeah,
maybe exactly, he didn't know that part.
He probably didn't. Actually, good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the podcast, Harry. Soy Nila, thank you for joining us, man. And come Thanks over to me. America. We'll find. I mean, it's, I guess you have a wife now, so you don't need a new one. But
and we have a baby right now, so traveling is a little.
We're
going to
make enemies of the Valley Girls. Of
yeah, well, I've already made some enemies there.
This will go to number one in the Valley because they'll all be trying to figure out who it is.
There's good people on both sides of the Valley. I actually went to an open mic in Burbank once. So it's
Was it at the at a comedy club?
Like 20 years ago, yeah. So
yeah, I know where it was. That's a yikes. All right, that's it. That's the episode. Thank you, Harry, for doing the show. Everybody, check him out. HARRISOINILA on Instagram. They roll their R's in Finland. That's something I learned today.
Soinila. They got their own beer. Soinila. We've learned a lot.
Harry Soinila, thank you, Captain. That's it. What should we do?
It's great. This is great, man. I can't wait to do it again sometime. In the meantime, let's get lost.
Get lost, everybody.
Let's get lost.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.